To make sure everyone is in the right place, this is a session called Empower Your Users with Azure Active Directory Premium. Now, you're in the right place if you've got one of the following problems. Your IT overheads for resetting passwords for users is too high. Anyone in that boat? Yep. You want to give your users a more pretty experience. Anyone? Right. And you'd like to secure your organization so that your users don't have to pick ridiculous passwords and things like that. And you know that it's them signing in, so multi-factor authentication and the like. Anyone in that boat? Right, so pretty much everyone's here for the right reason, it looks like. We're going to talk about Azure Active Directory Premium. Now, I'm going to ask you one. Oh, there's a photographer in the crowd. Hold on, let me strike the pose. To the cloud. Do I need to do that again? You got it? Thank you. Lost my train of thought. So we're going to talk about Azure Active Directory Premium. I'm going to ask you, weary travelers, to raise your hand one more time. How many people are using Azure Active Directory? Right, how many people, keep your hands up if you're using the premium features? A handful of people in the room, right. Okay, great, that's fantastic. So I'm going to, this is designed to be a 300 level session. Because there's a lot of people who aren't using Azure Active Directory and Azure Active Directory Premium, I will do some more 200 level stuff as well and bring it up to 300 as we go through. So a little bit about myself. My name is Mark Rhodes. I am a solution specialist for a company called Empired, and I am an Office 365 MVP and have been for the last 5 years. If you'd like to reach me, you can reach me at that email address, or alternatively with that Twitter handle, or every now and again I like to blog at mrhodes.net. Any one of those methods of contact would be fine if you want to ask me any questions, if you have any follow-up information you'd like. Our agenda today. We're going to go through quickly the differences between Azure Active Directory offerings. We'll go into a lot of detail about the Azure Active Directory features that are offered by both the basic and premium subscriptions. This is a relatively demo-heavy session, right? We'll probably spend about a third to a half, depending on how we go, inside a virtual machine and inside Azure, fiddling around, making changes, so you can see what's really required for yourselves to take those settings back to your organization and implement them. Now, if this room is majority IT administrators, if you're familiar with the Azure portal, if you're familiar with Active Directory, and if you can use Photoshop or Paint.net, you'll be able to do all of the things in here and take them back to your organization to implement them today. Well, probably not today, next week maybe, or the week after. Right, they're very simple, very easy to do, and you can get immediate benefits from doing them. Okay, so three questions I'd like you to consider, and just have a bit of a think about this. How much do forgotten passwords cost your organization? How much would a security breach cost your organization? And finally, can you put a price on a great user experience? So those of you who are in the keynote might remember there were some interesting statistics around password security and how often passwords need to be reset. Now, you can get these kind of bits of information from lots of different places on the internet. I like to go with Gartner and Forrester, so I've got some Gartner and Forrester quotes here. And let's go through some of them. So 64% of end users have written their password down at least once. Is anyone in that boat? I've written down passwords plenty of times. Yep. 65% of workers use the same password for multiple applications. Sure, there's a lot of people guilty of that. 70% of people do not use a unique password on each site they visit. 33% of users will happily share their password with other users in the organization. And 25% of end users forget their password on a regular basis. 25% of end users forget their password on a regular basis. Those of you who have an IT support desk are probably painfully aware of this, that your users are going to forget their passwords, even if they're using them day in, day out. Now, if you introduce password complexity, you know, and say, I want to reset my password every 30 days, your users are going to do two things. One, they're going to forget their passwords more often, and two, they're going to choose easier to crack passwords, right, because they need to remember them on a regular basis. So the traditional steps to secure an environment are somewhat counterintuitive. Right, and that's where something like multi-factor authentication comes into play. So Gartner actually estimate between 20 and 50% of all IT help desk calls worldwide are for password resets. Forrester estimates that the average help desk labor cost for a single password reset is about $70 USD. Now, this doesn't include the time that users are unproductive while their password is being reset. You know, that's much harder to estimate. And these figures that I've just told you are very widely regarded as conservative figures. So for an IT help desk, users who are forgetting their passwords on a regular basis and needing them reset is probably one of your biggest costs. And using Azure Active Directory Premium, I think we can eliminate that cost. Now, I did ask another question, which was, how much would a security breach cost? Using the same sources, the average data breach costs about $3.8 million, that's in US dollars, to a company and can usually be linked back to poor user password security. Right, so anything you can do to secure your environment from your own users is going to be beneficial for you to keep costs down or to avoid, if you can, a data breach. And last one is, can you put a price on a great user experience? Now, can you put a price on a visual change that an IT department delivers, that an end user will see? Branding is actually one of those few things that can improve a user's opinion of a system very easily, so why not put it in? I guarantee you users will notice that when you put in a nice sign-in experience. So I'm going to take you through all of those. Okay, about Azure Active Directory. Now, I'd say about half the audience raised their hand when I asked, are you using Azure Active Directory at the moment? If you're using Office 365, you have an Azure Active Directory. You just can't see it, right, until you click in the right places, and that's something I'll show you as well. Okay, on this slide, you can see the major features that are being offered by the three subscription levels of Azure Active Directory. For those of you who are taking pictures of the slides, I can see a couple, these slides will be available on Channel 9 fairly quickly, so I'd imagine within the next week you'll be able to download and get them, and there's also some notes in the slide deck that will flesh out what you're seeing on the screen. So I'd highly recommend you to download that if you want to distribute it or if you're taking a picture for memory's sake. All right, so you can see we've divided things up here into free, basic, and premium. So free has directory as a service. You know, you're using Azure Active Directory to house and master and home your cloud users. Azure AD Connect, this is the sync engine, and for those of you who were in my session yesterday, we went into this in a great level of detail. Those two are only are available on all three levels, and you get them in the free subscription. That's the important bit. Next, we can move on to Basic. Basic is the first tier of paid Azure Active Directory. It's a little bit cheaper than the premium features, and it enables things like a 99.9% uptime SLA. If you don't pay for the feature, you don't get that SLA. Self-service password reset, customized branding, and the Azure Active Directory application proxy, which allows you to publish out through your firewall applications that are sitting on-premises without you needing to go and make holes in your firewall, reverse publish and things like that. It's just kind of this magic application proxy you can install. We're not going to go into that one for this. And finally, we've got the last tier, which is the premium features. So those of you who want to use real weapons-grade identity management platforms, in the premium edition, we've got Microsoft Identity Manager or Forefront Identity Manager licenses included and supported. So you can use that to synchronize your directory up to the cloud. Self-service password reset. Now you can see it's included twice in there. The reason why it's included in the premium options is we can write the password back to our on-premises directory. And we'll go through a demo of how to do that. Advanced security reports. This is probably one of the features that people aren't aware of within Azure Active Directory. If you can go to the reporting, you can see everything that's happening, all the sign-in events, all the weird anomalies, all the password resets. That's all laid out really nicely and really neatly inside Azure Active Directory Premium. And it will help you because immediately you're going to see that certain users may have had 15 failed sign-in attempts, and on another report you might see a certain user had sign-in attempts from Taiwan or Bangladesh or somewhere that doesn't seem quite right to you for your user base. And that'll help you to identify if someone's trying to do something malicious with your identities. Now, that is not just limited to Azure Active Directory. This can tie into your Active Directory on-prem and get some of the security reports coming out of there. So, as I'll say at the end of the session, Azure Active Directory Premium is a free trial for 90 days. If you've got Azure Active Directory, you would be silly not to go enable it and have a look and look at the features that it's enabling. And finally, the premium offering offers full multi-factor authentication. Now, there are various levels of multi-factor authentication offered inside Azure Active Directory, but all of the features are unlocked when you get to the premium sub. Okay, so the first one, Azure Active Directory. This is our free offering. We're using it really to enable sign-in to SaaS applications. Right, our users are sitting up in the cloud. We've synchronized all of them up there, and Azure AD Connect is doing all of the work for you. Now, it doesn't matter if you're doing this in a federated manner or if you're just doing it in a synchronized manner. Your users are going to be up there. Azure AD Basic is the next level up. Now, this is generally available by contacting an account representative at Microsoft and having a chat about your Vol licensing or your enterprise agreement. You can't just purchase licenses for this straight off Azure. And as I said, this introduces your SLAs, it introduces branding, password reset. And finally, Premium, which introduces Microsoft Identity Manager, Forefront Identity Manager, password reset with write back to your on-premises directory, multi-factor authentication and reporting. And this is the most expensive one. Obviously, you can purchase licenses of this straight through the Azure portal if you need to, or you can do it through your enterprise agreement or volume licensing. So let's talk about my demo environment. So I've got a simple Office 365 demo account. Hasn't cost me anything. I've set it up. It's free. I've got that tied into a VM that I've set up in Azure that's running as a domain controller with AAD Connect running on it, synchronizing my users up to the cloud. Now, when I set it up, I didn't use the express settings. Those of you yesterday will remember why. But what I have done is I've customized it so that if I need to later, I can go back and customize it again. And for those of you who don't know what I'm talking about, on Channel 9 in about a week's time, the video from my other session will be available, and I go into exactly why I've configured AAD Connect in that manner. And as I said, I've set it up to synchronize identities and also to synchronize my password hashes up to the cloud. So I'm using the same password on premises as I am in the cloud. All right, first thing we're going to do is jump over to my demo environment, and we're going to jump into Azure Active Directory, and I'll show you how to enable a trial for Azure Active Directory Premium. All right, so I'd like to think everyone in here will be familiar with this screen. This is the Office 365 Admin Center. Now, one of the features people don't tend to notice, right down the bottom here on the left, so if we scroll all the way down the bottom, as you can see, there's a link to Azure AD. Now, if you've never clicked this, what's going to happen is it's going to take you into Azure AD, it's going to say that your account is not enabled for Azure AD, and ask you to verify your details and set it up. I've already been through that process. If you want to go through that process, even though it asks you for a credit card, you will not be charged anything. It's a zero cost, right? As long as you don't enable any extra features. So we'll just click on that button, and that'll take us across. Oh, this requires me to sign in again. Right, so that's taken me to my Azure Active Directory subscription, and the most important thing is this is linked to my Office 365 account, this particular one. So if I scroll down all the way to the bottom here, you can see there's an Active Directory link. And if I click on this little button here, it's going to take me into my Azure Active Directory. And what I can do is I can see right on the root page here, I've got Get Started, Improve User Experience. I've already got a domain, so I don't need to add another one. Integrate with Local Directory. I've already integrated, so I don't need to do that. And finally, Get Azure AD Premium, which we do want to do. So I'm going to click Try It Now. And just like this, I'm enabling a trial. It's not going to cost me anything. It's a 30-day trial. And you can see down the bottom, it's Azure Active Directory Premium trial activation has been successfully started. And it's going to take a few minutes probably to activate that trial. And let's hope it doesn't take too long, because otherwise it's going to be short demos. All right. We'll leave that for a minute and we'll come back to a slide deck. Once that is done, actually, sorry, I might just go back and just see if it's opened up, because there's one more thing I wanted to show really quick. And it is back, sorry. Okay, so you can see it's been licensed. I've got 100 licenses in there. to do anything with it, I'm going to have to license people, right? And I can do that by clicking the assign button. And what I'm going to do is, I've got a bunch of users, but I'm going to use these two. And sorry, there was one more. Oh, that'll do for now. So I'm going to license Dan Jump and Chris Johnson for features. Okay, we can see it's doing its thing. And it's completed. So we've assigned two licenses up to those users. All right, so that's how easy it is. We just enable the free features if we're going to have a trial of it. And then we license the users, and that's pretty much it. So jumping back to our slide deck. Okay. Let's move on to customizing your Office 365 sign-in. Now, as I said, users won't remember a slightly different experience. Users won't remember a change to a password policy. They won't remember a seamless migration up to the cloud, right? Let's say you picked all of your Exchange users up, migrated them via a fantastic hybrid method that users didn't really even notice up to the cloud. They won't notice any of this. They'll only remember the bad stuff that happens generally, or an incredibly awesome new experience, which is so far away from their norm. Now, you can do this very easily for them by just uploading a couple of images to a Xero Active Directory. It really is that simple, and it gives them a fantastic sign-in experience. It's one of those few experiences and times you've got where you can really make your IT team shine in the eyes of your users. So, this is what your sign-in page could look like within about 5 minutes. Right, now, I've picked a fictional company for this, Viridian Dynamics. I've put some windmills in the background because it symbolizes, I don't know, power and wind and the future. And what I'd like to do is take you through what each of these options actually are inside a Xero Active Directory. So the first one, okay, up in the top left, you've got a banner logo. This is a 60 by 280 image that you just upload when it asks you to do a banner logo. Now, the reason why I have this in a slide is Azure Active Directory Premium is incredibly picky about these resolutions. So it has to be 60 by 280. There's no room for movement in that at all. Down the bottom, you've got sign-in page optional text. If you want to, you can put optional text down the bottom to say, you know, let's say a sign-in disclaimer or something like that if you're a government or an education organization. You could put something friendly if you wanted to. You can put whatever you want, really. And a sign-in page illustration, which is 1400 by 1200 pixels. Again, that has to be exactly that size for this to work. The nice thing is that this is a responsive design too, so if you're trying to sign in via mobile devices, you get a very nice experience. Okay, so let's show you how easy it is. Okay, we can see we're back in the portal. The first thing I'm going to do is click on Configure. And just let this page load up. While it's loading, I'm going to show you that I've just got three images here. I've got a banner logo, an illustration, and a tile logo, right? And what I'm going to do is click Customize Branding. Okay, so it's asking us to upload files now, so banner logo. That's easy. The square logo is the one I call the tile logo. Now, interestingly, you'll see that there's a square logo and a square logo dark theme, right? I'm still trying to figure out exactly what the dark theme's for. I haven't used it yet, but I'll upload the same image anyway. And I'll put in the sign-in page text, just a welcome to Viridian Dynamics. Okay. Now I can put in the illustration. Now, if you remember, the illustration is that nice background image of the windmills. So all I need to do is double-click on that. And I can put these other things in here, but I don't need to. I'm just going to keep it simple. Okay, and it's saving the branding. Now, the reason why I've done this demo before anything else is it takes about an hour on average, right, for the branding to apply. I've been lucky at other times I've presented this, and it's been up within a couple of minutes. Other times, it's taken the full hour. So we're just going to have to play it by ear and see how it goes. So we might come back to that later on when we're signing into, you know, the demos. We should be able to see that we're seeing that new experience. To show you, I'll open it in private one. Right now, if I go to dan.jump@emroads.net, which is the Office 365 sub, and click tab. When I've hit tab, right, there's JavaScript inside the page which has picked up that I've entered my username, right? What should happen at this point is it's doing a detection to say, do I either have Federation, which I don't on this account, I've disabled SSO, or do I have customized sign-in branding, right? If I've got customized sign-in branding, the JavaScript will redirect it and change it so that it shows all of that branding nicely for me. Now, as I mentioned in my other session, there are certain ways that you need to trigger identification of your user to get features such as branding, single sign-on, right? This is one of them. Another way might be, say, going to outlook.com/emroads.net. And if the branding's applied, it would have been reflected there, because it's still running in the background. It hasn't applied yet. We've got to give it a little bit more time. Okay, so you saw customizing your Office 365 sign-in experience, and you'll see the end result shortly, is effective, it's simple, it can be done with anyone who's either got access to Google Images to download some photos, or a photo editor, and it provides a very consistent look and feel to your users. Now, I've set up some links for you guys to make it easier. If you go to tinyurl.com/AADbranding, that will take you to the TechNet articles that will show you exactly how to set this up in great detail. I'll have a slide at the end of this that has all of these links ready for you as well. All right, self-service password reset. This is a feature that allows end users to reset their own passwords, and it's available in both the basic and premium subscriptions of Azure Active Directory. It's heavily based on the technology that runs multi-factor authentication behind the scenes. In fact, it really is just an extension of the capabilities that multi-factor authentication offer, and you'll see that fairly readily. It is available in the basic edition. However, if you have a synchronized directory, you're not going to be able to use this effectively, right? Because all you're going to do is introduce complexity you don't need. If you're synchronizing your passwords, right, from your on-premises environment up into Azure Active Directory, and you reset that password up in the cloud, you're going to have different usernames and passwords until a sync happens again. Right, so you can understand why that might be undesirable. If you jump ahead and ignore basic and go straight to premium, if users change their password up in the cloud, it's going to synchronize back to their on-premises directory, and it happens very, very quickly. Right, so we'll demonstrate that, and I'll show you how quickly it happens. So as I said, self-service password reset. Users can reset their own password. It's based off a highly configurable process, and it will definitely reduce your overheads for your support team. So let's get straight into it. What I might do is I might just check and see if that branding has applied yet, just for the hell of it. Might need to refresh. No, it still hasn't applied yet. Okay. Back into Azure Active Directory. The first thing we're going to do is we're going to make an update on our demo server. So those of you from my session yesterday will remember my demo server. You can see in the background here, I've got my user identities being synchronized up to the cloud with Azure Active Directory Sync. And what I'm going to do is make a change to the configuration. So to make a change to configuration in Azure Active Directory Connect, all I need to do is click on the Azure AD Connect logo here. And you can see I've got the option to customize the synchronization options, view the current configuration, refresh the schema, or configure it as a staging mode. I'm just going to customize and click Next. Now, the first thing it'll ask me to do is connect up to Azure Active Directory. So I'll enter my credentials. Now, this can take a minute to work. While that's connecting, does anyone have any questions at this stage?
Yeah, with Identity Manager in Premium, is there any way to remove the dependency on ADFS service on-prem if you're doing SSO? Is that an option at all, or you still need ADFS?
You still need ADFS. So the question was, with the Premium option you can use Forefront or Microsoft Identity Manager, if you're using SSO, is there a way to remove the Federation services that you need to install? So, you know, your Federation server and your proxy server. Is that correct?
Yes.
Yep. Yes, there is, but you're not getting rid of them. You're moving them out to the cloud. So that's what a lot of our clients are doing currently, is they're extending out their network via a VPN, right, to Azure, and then they're installing their Federation services up there. Did you come to my session yesterday?
Yep.
Okay. So Ben may have touched on something he thinks is going to happen, and that's that we're going to see users moving away from SSO, right, and moving back to the synchronized option. Right, that's my kind of expectation as well. As the feature set gets more rich, there's, you know, only so many benefits of going to SSO. There's a lot of benefits going to synchronize, such as what we're seeing here. Okay, I was only going to take the one question. I'm sorry. No, I'm going to keep going if that's right. I will have time for questions at the end, or when I've got a task that's taking a little bit of time. Okay, you can see down the bottom here, I've already got a configured directory, ignite.nz.local. Apologies, this is the same demo environment for New Zealand. So I'll click next, I don't need to do anything. You can see I'm only synchronizing one particular group full of users, which this is my synced users group. And finally, if we get the optional features, this is where I'm gonna make a change. What I want to do is enable password write back. So all I need to do is tick that box, and that is going to enable me to write passwords back from Azure Active Directory into my on-premises Active Directory. I'll click next. And you can see it's given me a bit of a summary. We're going to enable password write back, and we're going to configure synchronization services, and we'll redo a synchronization process as soon as this wizard finishes. Okay, now while that's doing that, I'm going to go back to Azure Active Directory. Okay, and I'm going to go back to this configure tab that we've already spent a bit of time in. I'm going to scroll down to user password reset policy, and it says users enabled for password reset is currently set to no. Click yes, and straight away a huge amount of options open up. So do I want to restrict access to password reset? No, I don't. Before users can reset their password, because I've said this is based on multi-factor authentication, we need to be able to specify contact details such as a mobile phone or an alternate email address or an office phone or security questions. I'll leave this blank for now. And I'm going to leave it as number of authentication methods required as one, right? Because it is not just, in this case, it'd be two-factor, but you know, this is why it's multi-factor. If you wanted to, you could, you know, crank it up as much as any of these options as you've ticked. You know, if you wanted to, you could set it up as four. Require users to register when signing in. So what'll happen is, as soon as I enable this, we'll give the option for users to go and register for self-service password reset. Now, we can actually force that for them if we need to, but it's nicer to give users the option. That way, they can customize, you know, their phone number or their alternate email address. Number of days before users are asked to reconfirm their authentication information, so a little pop-up box that's going to appear saying, is this still correct? This is your phone number. And customize the contact your administrator link. We're going to leave that at no. Okay, so you can see here it's saying you need to install Azure Active Directory Sync and enable the password write-back feature to manage on-premises passwords from the cloud. Have we done that? Yes, we do. It's already there. Now, it says password write-back status not configured. That's because the sync hasn't happened in the background yet, and this page hasn't been refreshed. As soon as that sync happens, that status will update to yes. Okay, and allow users to unlock accounts without resetting their password. We'll leave that at no, the default option for now. Okay, and I'm going to click Save. And it's going to go forth and update that directory. In the meantime, let's go back and check out this wizard. It's restarting some of the services that are required behind the scenes. Probably be another 2 minutes before it's good to go. Okay, so we should be able to, at this stage, even though we're not quite ready for it, we should be able to register for password reset as an end user. So I'll open up an in-private browser, and it would be lovely if my branding experience is updated. Let's see if it has. All right, it still hasn't updated. It's taking its time. All right, regardless, we'll forge on. What I'm going to do is I'm going to go to a specific address in order to register for password reset. Now, I think it was on the slide earlier, but in case it's not, the address is aka.ms/ SSPR setup, self-service password reset setup. Right, so we'll go to that. Okay, now the first thing it'll do is ask me to sign in. So I'm going to sign in with dan.jump@mroads.net. Okay, it's going to ask me for my password. Okay, so you can see, oh, look at that, the branding started to apply. See up in the top left, I've got the Viridian Dynamics branding that's just shown up. Don't lose access to your account. To make sure you can reset your password, we need to collect some info so we can verify who you are. We won't use this to spam you, just to keep your account more secure. You'll need to set up at least one of the options listed below. Now you can see it's already picked up, because I'm synchronizing my telephone numbers, right, up into Azure Active Directory. It's picked up that that number is my mobile number for Dan Jump. Now that happens to link to my mobile phone. So what we'll do is we'll click verify. Okay. Select my country or region as Australia. That's my mobile number. And what I'm going to do is text. And hopefully, okay, we've sent a text message containing a verification code to your phone. I get a little bit nervous at this stage. Ah, there we go. All right, so it's going to be incredibly hard to see, but I have just an unlabeled number saying 785157, use this code for Microsoft verification. So 785157, verify. Okay, and I can click finish. Okay. Now, that mobile phone is now linked to Dan Jump's account. It is effectively one of the new factors of authentication I can use to prove who I am. So let's try another experiment. We'll open up another incognito window and we'll go. Okay, and we're going to forget our password. So I'm going to enter that and just say, can't access your account. My user ID is already populated with Dan Jump. You can see there's a nice little capture here, so I'll enter that. I'll click next. So this is the experience your end users would have if they forget their password. Now, you can see it's saying text my phone number or call my phone number. It won't list what your phone number is. Most multi-factor authentication providers won't, but I'll put mine in. In fact, you know what we might do, just for a bit of an experiment, is might do a call instead. I'll just hold it up to the microphone.
Microsoft sign-in verification system. Please press the pound key to finish your verification. Your sign-in was successfully verified. Goodbye.
That was pretty cool, wasn't it? All right, so at this point I can enter a new password, and I'm going to do that. Okay, so you can see it's been successful. To sign in with your new password, click here. Right, I'm just going to quickly refresh this. Oh, the branding's still not showing up. It's taking a very long time. Okay, now that's allowed me to sign in, obviously. Now, you can see this Outlook screen because the user's licensed, but I haven't set up a mailbox for him, that's why. But you can see it's been a successful sign-in, so I'll just approve it. Okay, that looks like a pretty successful sign-in to me. Excuse me. All right. Now, one of the things I meant to do, and I should have done it earlier, but I forgot completely, is does anyone have a question at this point of password complexity? Right? My password's been reset. How do I know that the password that I'm resetting is, you know, sticking true to my group policy or my password complexity requirements of my organization? What's actually happening behind the scenes is, as your Active Directory is contacting via the sync service, right, back to your Active Directory and saying, hey, I've just had a password reset for this user. Does this password meet your complexity requirements? So if we go into Event View, we should be able to see it, but what we might do quickly is we might just do a quick test. We'll pick a user that's got my phone number because we need the phone number again. Actually, no, we're going to skip that, otherwise we're going to run out of time. But what would happen was, if I tried to update with a password that didn't meet my complexity requirements, I would see an event in the event viewer, and the user would get a message saying, sorry, we were unable to reset password at this time. Now, that's not a very friendly error message, I know. I think that's going to be updated fairly soon. That's, you know, these features are moving very rapidly. Okay. Let's see if we can see anything in the event viewer. Except for likely the shameful amount of error events I've got on my dev server here. Okay, so right at the top, you can already see this. So password change result anchor, and then it's entering an identifier there with another distinguished name. Result, success. So look how quickly that came through. I mean, that was 2 minutes ago that password change request came through. So my user account on premises has been updated by this process out in the cloud. That's a pretty cool and pretty powerful thing. At least I think so. I think I can now enable my users to change their own password without contacting the service desk. All I need to do is give them some baby steps to get through the multi-factor authentication steps. All right, so in summary, this is the feature, I think, that really, really sells Azure Active Directory Premium. To be able to get rid of those IT service desk requests, remember, that's somewhere between 20 and 50% on average of your IT service desk requests with a license and a little bit of legwork to set up password writeback, it's priceless. The end user experience is going to be improved as well. You know, they'll be able to reset their own password instead of contacting IT service desk. Now, we've all contacted IT service desks or, you know, the like. Nobody likes that experience, right? It's impossible to get it as a good experience. So if you can take that away from them, they're going to love it. And finally, improved IT admin life expectancy. I think at the end of the day, if I could take away from my team that's managing passwords this burden, they're going to be happier, they're going to live longer, hopefully. Okay, let's move on to multi-factor authentication. So what is multi-factor authentication? It's a security system that requires more than one method of authentication from independent categories of credentials to verify a user's identity for a login or another transaction. What does that mean? One-factor authentication would be a username and a password, right? That's very easily cracked. Two-factor authentication would be a username, a password, and a call, like I had, or an alternate email address, or security questions that help me to prove I really am who I am without just providing a username and password. Now, the reason why this becomes all the more powerful is as we move out into the cloud with all our services, anyone can access our email, our OneDrive, our Dropbox, whatever we're using, you can access them all, right, with a username and password from any location. Now, if you've got a weak password, and a lot of users do use weak passwords, the obvious thing that's going to happen is their account may get compromised. A really easy and effective way to get past that problem is to enable two-factor authentication. Now, just a quick one. How many people have two-factor authentication on one of their things? Right, and you know, you'd be silly not to if it's an option, right? If you look through all of the big providers that are out there, like Google's got it, Facebook's got it, Microsoft's got it, Dropbox has it. You can use it for almost every service, and I would highly recommend if you haven't that you go and do it as soon as possible. So what does having this enabled accomplish? We secure our IT environment by ensuring that our users are the only ones that are accessing their services. Supported applications are the browser applications and Office 2013. So anything that's happening in Office 365, in Azure Active Directory, through a browser, or anything that's happening through Office 2013 or 2016. Now, all of the Office 2013 client apps are supported through the use of ADAL, which is the Active Directory Authentication Library, which means that application passwords are not required for Office 2013 clients, right? Application passwords are a unique password, generally pretty long and pretty complicated, that you can use to bypass some multi-factor authentication systems. Right. And if you're using Outlook 2010 or something like that, and you wanted to go with these features, you'd really have to give them that that massive long password. It kind of circumvents the point, really. Okay. And if you need to sign in with unsupported apps, then app passwords can be generated, as I've said, so you can use those to bypass MFA. All right, we're going to gloss over this really quickly, but there's really three kinds of multi-factor authentication inside Azure. And that's one, multi-factor authentication for Office 365. If you've got Office 365 licenses, that's included already, right? It's a cut-down, thinner version, but allows you to do pretty much the same thing. You're just limited in the options that you have. The next one is multi-factor authentication for Azure admins. If you're an Azure admin and you want to use multi-factor authentication, you can, and it's free. It doesn't cost you anything. You don't need premium. This is designed to protect your IT investment as an administrator. And lastly, Microsoft Azure multi-factor authentication using the premium feature. This gives you everything you could need with multi-factor authentication. You can change it, you can make a multi-factor auth provider. It enables hybrid architectures such as Office 365 with on-premises servers. And it will work for resources that are spanning VPNs such as legacy LAB applications. Let's get into a demo. Okay. Okay. Now, I'm running short on time, but what I would usually do is I'd create a new MFA provider just to show you what that looks like. We don't actually need to do that. We can skip ahead, so I'm going to skip ahead. For those of you interested in seeing what that looks like, there's a recording of this session from New Zealand that has that option in there. So, we're going to scroll down until we get to multi-factor authentication. Okay, and what we'll do first is manage service settings. Now, this is going to look a lot like the Office 365 page. It does the same thing. The reason why is they are the same. Yeah, Office 365 links back to this page, Azure AD links to this page. It's exactly the same thing. So what we can do in here is we can configure our service settings and our user settings. The first thing we're going to do is go over to our users. It's taking a while to think about it. And we're going to enable it, and we'll use Chris Johnson. And we'll just click Enable. So it's saying, please read this deployment guide if you haven't already. If your users do not regularly sign in through the browser, you can send them this link to register for multi-factor authentication, which is aka.ms/MFA setup. So I'm going to click Enable. Now, because I do sign in through the browser regularly, I can use that to get to that link effectively. So open another in private browser. And we'll go to and we'll enter Chris. Just going to check that was Johnson, not Johnston. Hey, look at that. So the instant I hit tab off that, the JavaScript picked up that I was using a customized domain, right, with branding. And you can see the branding that we enabled at the start of the session has just lit up. Now, does that look better for your organization than what you'd get normally with Office 365? Yeah, well, maybe not this one, but if you went and put your company logos on there, you get a different experience. And as I said, it's responsive. So if I did the same thing on a phone, I get a nice little pretty sign-in box that I can use on my phone to sign in. Much better user experience, trust me. Okay, so I'm going to sign in with Chris's account. Okay, check this out. Now it's saying, your admin has required that you set this up account up for additional security verification. So what I can do is click Set It Up Now, which is going to take me out of here into the multi-factor authentication setup area. Now, as you can see, Chris's account uses my phone as well. I'm going to send a text message this time. I don't think we need to hear it. So if anyone's my phone number. Okay, so it's sent it through, and any minute now, my screen should light up with a text message. No, it's not, but it should still work, theoretically. It should blank it out, so we'll see if it works. Oh, sorry, I already had the message. There we go. So I've got, it's come through, even though the number format was incorrect. Most telephone systems are smart enough to take that leading zero and nip it off, so no problems there. So it was... Okay. Now, check that out. It's listed an app password for me straight away, just in case I need it. I don't actually need that app password, but if I needed it, I could record it, use it for whatever. And it's saying for apps like Outlook, Apple Mail, Microsoft Office, you can't use a phone to secure your account. To use these apps, you'll need to create a new app password to use in place of your work or school account password. Now remember, this isn't actually true. If you're using Office 2013 or Office 2016, this is a filthy lie. This again. Okay, now you can see, because we've set it up, it's now going to say, how do you want us to verify your account? And we'll say, text us at that address. Now, has anyone actually set up multi-factor authentication in Office 365 already? Does it drive you crazy? Yeah, asks you to sign in a lot, doesn't it? To verify a lot, sorry. I find that it's quite limiting. Now, the guidance I would give would be only use it for user accounts, right, until you're on a Zero Active Directory Premium where you can actually access some of the more interesting features. So let's have a look at those more interesting features. Why is it asking me to set up again? Oh, this is for password reset, right? Because I've enabled this user license for password reset as well. So we'll just do this just to prove it's all working. Because I want to use this user account to demonstrate something. Finish. All right, if we go back, and we'll just leave that be, something went wrong because it doesn't have a mailbox, don't worry about that. If we go over to service settings, this is the cool bit about multi-factor authentication, and it's in preview, right? If we go right down the bottom, okay, we can see we've got we can skip multi-factor authentication requests for users on my intranet. So you can say these are my local IP address ranges. If I'm on those ranges, we're going to skip authentication. And we can also suspend multi-factor authentication for remembered devices. So how many people have tried to get Office 365 to remember MFA unsuccessfully, right? The verification. This is how you turn it on. Just tick here, and remember, it is in preview, right? It's not fully supported yet. But if we click save, what we should be able to do now is close this, let's do a quick test. Sorry, wrong way around. I remember which password I used for him. All right, because this is a preview feature, it should hopefully remember, but it didn't give me the option to remember, which I find kind of interesting. These features are changing pretty quickly. We'll try signing in again and see if it remembers the device. And it also might take some time to sync up. I have seen that as well. No, it's not doing it. Lovely. I'd love it when new features make me a liar. Right. All right, we're going to ignore that and move on. Look, most of the time there should be an option there that's saying, remember this device. It might be that they've just changed it and joined that up with the keep me signed in button. So, right. Okay, so a quick summary on multi-factor authentication. It's great for administrative accounts. Anything where you've got an administrator, you really need to be protecting, you know, your investment into the cloud. If it's an Azure administrator or a 365 administrator, enable multi-factor authentication. You know, you've got nothing to lose by doing it, and given that you don't sign in that often, it's probably not going to be that big of an inconvenience to you. It can be oppressive for day-to-day use for end users without that remember option, so if you were going to enable it for end users, I'd highly recommend you go into the service settings and whitelist your intranet and maybe allow that remember devices option, so that way users aren't being prompted every single time they sign in. So my recommendation would be just to use it for your admin accounts at the moment. For more information, you go to tinyurl.com/AADMFA, which will take you through to a page that has all of these options listed out, as well as the details on how to set them up. So, as I mentioned, I've set up these URLs for you so that if you need to, you can go here and get heaps of information on all the Azure Active Directory premium features. Customizing branding, which you know you probably don't need to see the documentation for, it's that simple. Password reset, which is a bit more involved. Multi-factor authentication, which is a bit more involved again. And finally, usage reporting. Now, I haven't gone into usage reporting because it just simply takes too long to go through. If you do go forward and enable a trial, I'd highly recommend you give it a couple of days to spool up some data about your environment. And from there, go and have a look and see what's happening with your users, see where they're signing in from, see where the anomalies are. All right, that's pretty much it from me. I'd like to thank you for your time. Do we have any questions from the audience? Now, but before I give the questions, first couple of people who provided the fits, ask questions, I will give a t-shirt to. I've got this lovely Extend Connect Open t-shirt and a Word Up t-shirt. So everyone likes t-shirts. I can see you've had your hand up the whole time. Yep. The lady in the green. Not that I know of. I haven't heard anything, and I doubt if I had, I could tell you. So, yeah. It does, yeah. I don't know what the plans are from that side of the team. I'm sorry, I couldn't answer that. Yeah, but you're welcome to a t-shirt if you want. Any other questions? Yes.
Can they use a second password?
directory users.
Yeah. I might not have understood your question. I might grab it again if that's all right.
Okay.
So what was it? Thanks everyone for your time. Really appreciate it.
Yeah.